Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, the Artie Award nominations are out. The Arties are Buffalo's version of the Tony Awards, Theater Awards for Buffalo, Western New York. And good season. It's looking exciting, isn't it?
It's great. I'm very, very happy with the nominations. All the theaters all have a strong entry. A lot of our favorite actors over the years there, and some new kids on the block, too. It's going to be a good Arties.
It's always interesting to see the new people. I like seeing that a lot. We announced them online after a tumultuous lots of tech complication, but we announced them online. Of course, it's the 35th year of the Arties. We have new hosts this year. And I realized as we're getting ready, the hosts are actor Maria Pedro, who does a lot of musical theater work, but she also was in Sheltered with the Jewish Repertory Theater, for which she got a nomination. Jake Hayes, who works everywhere and got nominated for the O'Connell and Company production of Shrek.
Of course, he was the donkey. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable as the donkey. In a formidable category, both of them.
So they're your two co-hosts on stage.
And they are both 35 years old. They were born the year I started doing this.
Born the year the Arties began.
I know. Joe Iskar is the music director. I don't know how old he is. To my perception, he's 25, but he might be a bit older.
Let's pretend he's 35 as well.
He's 50. Joe Iskar is 50.
Yeah, you wish. As long as they don't call you grandpa.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It will be at Asbury Hall, which I think Buffalonians refuse to stop calling Babeville. They're on Delaware Avenue. Tickets are on sale online.
You can see the nominations. You can get tickets to the Arties. And you can also buy the 35th annual Artie t-shirt. I've already pre-ordered mine. All of that available if you just go to theatertalkbuffalo.com. All the information is there.
Well, it's very funny because the t-shirt came about. We haven't had merchandise, or as they say in the biz, merch,
yes,
for years, but I realized I still had my first Artie's t-shirt from 1991, and so I wore it when we did the announcement. And people were fascinated by the t-shirt, but more than that, they were fascinated by the fact that it still fits. Yes, I can still wear it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which size to get. So I went down a size, hoping I could lose weight in the next week.
for the Arties, right? I just, you know. But it's sizing up to be a great night. The Arties are going to be June the 8th. You can buy the tickets online. You can only buy the t-shirt through the 31st for the advance sale. We may have some on the night, but to guarantee you get the people really want that t-shirt. Just but the new shows for the next season, the committee has already started. And for the record, our committee, boy, they got out there. I think for most every show, 75% and 100% of the committee saw each of the eligible shows. It's quite impressive.
That is cool. Of course, you can't vote for a show if you didn't see it, but no. It's impressive that so many saw every show.
Yeah, did generally, or 75% of. It's almost 70 shows. That's a lot of nights of your life.
Well, folks can get a jump on next year's Arties by going to see Ghost the Musical, the final weekend, Bellissima production. Very strong production at an unusual venue that I found very pleasant.
Although it's a traditional theater. Well, you saw it last week. You already said you saw it and enjoyed it. And I got out there. I was very impressed with the principals. Spud playing the Whoopi Goldberg part. It's the story of a couple. The guy gets killed and it turns out that they've trusted some people they shouldn't have trusted, shall we say, but he connects with this woman who's a fake medium, like a fake psychic, because she comes from a line of people who had the gift and they told her she had the gift. Well, he comes back. Well, he really freaks her out. Oh my God, she has the gift. And she doesn't want the gift once she's got it. And she's involved in this whole criminal activity that she has to help on resolve. Highly entertaining. From one moment to the next, you can't wait to know what happens next in this musical. The score is not the best score ever written for a musical, but the story is so compelling, and I loved that. And I thought that the people in the three principal roles were terrific. I think Bellissima with this production, well, they keep upping their game. I thought their Bonnie and Clyde was good. I thought there was some interesting things about Carrie. And this one, though, I thought was a real bump up.
And they're already nominated for Between the Lines, so...
For the ensemble, yes, they got some love there for Between the Lines. Other production, well, we mentioned last week, but Torn Space is bringing in The Legend of Georgia McBride.
Yes.
Anthony Alcocer, Jimmy Janowski, Anna Daniels Taylor, Christine Turturro, Bebe Bulgari, Michael Seitz.
And a plot that I've been waiting now, what is it, over a year to finally see this?
Finally arrived, and as I casually cast off these names that 99% of our listeners don't know, I just, as the fact that I mentioned them means that they loom large in my world. So these are actors worth seeing, directed by Dan Shanahan.
I remember at the last Arties, Anthony Alcocer was walking around in high heels because he was trying to stay in the role for Georgia McBride, trying to get used to walking on those damn things. And he was doing pretty well.
Well,
now he's had a whole other year to practice.
I think they're quite secure in the roles. And that's opening tonight at Torn Space, The Legend of Georgia McBride, the story of an Elvis impersonator who loses his job and abruptly, in a desperate moment, needs a job and takes a gig as a drag performer. This straight guy who has to be coached by some veteran drag artists. And that's the story of The Legend of Georgia McBride, the whole question of identity, who we are, at Torn Space over on Fillmore Avenue.
Well, I have a question for you. Recently in New York, down to see what? The last Tony-nominated shows you haven't seen?
Yes, I'm talking to you from New York now, in fact.
Well, that brings me to my question. Suffs opens this Tuesday at Shays. It's the Broadway tour. I assume you've seen it?
Yes.
I know it's about the suffragettes, but that's all I know.
Or the suffragists, you know, because I guess it was others who called them the diminutive suffragette. It's about, yes, the women who fought for votes for women. It's a gorgeous show. Uplifting. It's for everyone. It'll make you feel so patriotic and excited about the world.
Oh, my God. Do we ever need that right now?
We need that right now. And the music is good. The characters are interesting. Suffs is really a solid musical. You know, sometimes things are a great show, but not a great fit for Shay's audience. That audience really likes those uplifting mainstream musicals. And I think that this is going to satisfy both sides. The people who want something a little demanding, the people who want something uplifting, it's all those things. Suffs at Shays. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.